You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the economy sector. The government is likely to cut or abolish the recently imposed export taxes on key steel products soon, while also raising the impost on iron ore dispatches, sources have told FE. The move comes amid concerns expressed by steelmakers that while domestic demand has remained muted in recent months, companies are losing out overseas customers due to the export taxes. Top executives of major steel firms under the aegis of the Indian Steel Association met Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on June 16th. They are learned to have not just briefed the minister about the state of demand and supply, but also sought a reduction of the export duty, if not an outright abolition of the impost. An official source said that talks on reviewing the export duties on steel and iron ore are on, but a final decision is yet to be taken by the government. Moving on, with many companies expected to report a sequential fall in profits, the June quarter earnings season is expected to be a dull one. From autos and banks to construction materials and metals, most sectors have been adversely impacted either by raging inflation or rising interest rates, the depreciating rupee and elevated commodity prices. While demand held up fairly well and the services sector did see a big bounce in June, supply-side shortages and high raw material costs hurt production and margins respectively. The sales and profit numbers will of course look very good when compared with the weak June 2021 quarter when business was badly hit by the second wave of COVID-19. The benefits from cooling commodity prices would be seen in the September quarter results. On to the much-discussed 5G spectrum auction, the Adani Group is likely to spend close to ₹2,800 crore on buying spectrum in the auctions, which will commence from July 26. Its spend will be much less than that of telecom operators like Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea, as it is not going for consumer mobility but only private network solutions. Industry analysts said that since Adani Group has stated that it would use the spectrum for private network solutions and not for providing voice and data telecom services, it is likely that it would opt for only 24.25 to 28.5 GHz spectrum band, which is referred to as millimeter band. The reserve price for the spectrum is 6.99 crore per meter hertz. Telecom analysts said that a quantum of 400 MHz is enough for private network, so the spend would be around ₹2,796 crore. The 24.25 to 28.5 GHz band is a high-frequency band where companies do not require to radiate outside. In this spectrum band, only inside radiation is required, therefore it is ideal for private network purposes. Meanwhile, the centre is weighing a few options to give some revenue relief to state governments hit by the termination of the Goods and Services Tax compensation, effective June 30, 2022. Under the new mechanism being worked out, states will get revenue protection much lower than a 14% annual growth enjoyed by them in the 5 years through June 30th and for a shorter period, say 2 years. The idea is to enable them to walk through the period of lower revenue growth till the GST itself produces the revenue buoyancy to address the state's revenue concerns in the next 3 years, according to an official source. Under one of the options, the ₹2.7 trillion back-to-back loans by the centre in the last two financial years to address the shortfall in the GST compensation cess fund will be restructured. Next up, some updates from the banking sector. Following delays in transfer of loans of telecom infrastructure provider GTL to the bad bank, lenders have now invoked the Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Security Interest Act to recover their dues. The recovery action has been initiated by IDBI Bank on behalf of lenders, whose total exposure to GTL stood at ₹7,250 crore as of December 31, 2021. Bankers FE spoke to said that it makes more sense to pursue recovery by all means possible, rather than to wait for the full operationalization of the National Asset Reconstruction Company. Lastly, let's see how the stock market is going to perform today. The market is expected to open in the red as trends in the SGX Nifty indicate a negative opening for the broader index in India with a loss of 21 points. Asian shares started cautiously on Monday as investors braced for a US inflation report that could force another supersized hike in interest rates and the start of an earnings season where profits could be under pressure. Early Monday, S&P 500 futures were down 0.2% and Nasdaq futures off 0.3%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.